Welcome to the Sharedcare Scotland podcast. You're listening to a talk given as part of the Creative Break conference series recorded on the 16th of November 2011. This talk is by Vicky Nicholson, Local Area Coordinator for the City of Edinburgh Council, and she presents Gerald McGenity and Stuart Ridge.
Hi there, everybody. I just want to briefly introduce Stuart Ridge and Jerry McGenity and Campbell, Stuart's son who's here today, and Katrina. We're all part of the Breakaway project. I first met Stuart and Jerry in 2009 when we did some consultation about residential respite services. And it came across quite clearly that some carers and individuals were looking for something a bit different. And Stuart and Jerry very bravely agreed to be part of our pilot, which ran for the whole of 2010. And we achieved a lot in that year and developed a project and put in, well, the early building blocks for a project which we're still developing at the moment, and they've come along on the journey with us and been very important partners, carers being equal partners. And the underpinning values, I suppose, of this project are citizen leadership and self-directing your own support, encouraging people to take responsibility and have control over the services that they receive. So can I firstly introduce Gerry McGenity, please?
Forgive me if I seem nervous, it's only because I am. I'm not usually addressing this sort of a forum. But about respite, our experiences. Now, our son Martin is now 44 years of age. He went to Glenallan Respite Hostel for something over 18 years. He was always quite happy there, and I think probably because he never had any physical disablement and he was able to self-travel. So he was able to get out and about more so than a lot of the other people who attend Glenallan, and he enjoyed it. Not everyone had as good experience, but Martin did. I don't think I ever heard him complain in any way about it or even say anything detrimental about Glenallan all the time he went there, and as I say, it was more than 18 years. And suffice it to say, my wife and I were very content when he attended there because we knew he was safe and he was well cared for. And the staff liked him. Now, about 2 years ago, Martin was given the opportunity to take part in the Edinburgh pilot scheme for the budget-supported breaks, i.e. now known as the Breakaway Project. Now, Martin has always been quite keen to try something new. Not necessarily such happy results, I might add, but in this case, it has been. We did, though, hedge our bets. It was all quite a new venture to us, for all of us, Martin included, and his mother and father. So as a safeguard, we asked that he could spend half of his respite entitlement at Glenallan for the first year and the remaining 50% on the Breakaway Project, basically to see whether or not it was going to be successful and he wouldn't lose his place in Glenallan whilst the project was going forward. Now, that was agreed happily, and it worked well, and we went forward for the year. And it was all intended to break him into the scheme, just pardon the pun. But needless to say, the pilot successful, and in the second year, that's this current year, Martin converted to the full budget, and he no longer spends any time at Glenallan. As I say, he enjoyed it, but he doesn't seem to be missing not going there anymore. He's moved on to something new. He's very happy with this, and he's made the change without any problems. Now, Martin doesn't have a huge respite budget, so in order to make it work and to reduce overheads, I do much of the administration as far as possible, including organising his breaks, which I try to use. My wife and I, we try to use any tailor-made breaks when possible because it keeps costs down. And obviously, so long as we can ensure that all the necessary care is included in the package. The best example I can think of is probably the Calvert Trust at Kielder, where Martin has been for the last 3 years and enjoyed it very much. Now, we're very fortunate as well as this that our daughter has become involved in Martin's respite. She lives independently in her own home, but she's single and doesn't have any other additional family responsibilities. And up to now, in fact, she's been away for two breaks with Martin, and we have more planned for the future, certainly for next year. Now, this is obviously a major saving because we don't have to pay any additional professional care fees. It's a method of stretching the budget as far as we can make it and get as many breaks as we can out of the budget he has. An additional benefit for that is that the bond between the brother and sister is strengthened, very much so. The relationship has gone forward. And we, my wife and I, we see that as a very important bonus for the longer term when we're not here. Now, to give you an example over the breaks he's had over the 2 years, each year, in fact, he's been in the Kielder for a week. That's the 2 years. Last year, he went to the Moness Country Club at Aberfeldy with his sister for a long weekend. Again, we only have to pay for the accommodation and keep. This year, he went to Pitlochry for a 5 days break with Sparkle Holidays, and that's part of the Church of Scotland outreach programme. Again, everything is laid on, everything's set up. Again, very recently, he's been to York for a long weekend with his sister. Again, keep the prices down. And at the present moment, we're actually currently looking for another break for the first quarter of the year, which would finalise his budget up until the end of March. Obviously, we do not want to waste any of that budget. But basically, the way I look at it, I try to plan a worthwhile break approximately once a quarter, so long as the budget will stretch to it. I know that there's other ways of doing it, with maybe going out in an evening and so forth. We prefer to make it a worthwhile break so that he maybe gets a few days and the break means something both to him and to us. Now, just in conclusion, the project has proved a great success for Martin. He's gained independence, he's had new experiences, he's made new friends, and he's in fact refreshed old friendships. And it has broadened his outlook a great deal, all while he's having a jolly good time. Now, I should also say that my wife and I have also made the most of the respite. We've been able to have quality time together, and we have our own breaks away, free of other cares and responsibilities, which means a lot to us, and I know it does to most carers. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, everybody. Jerry has given you a great picture on what has been achieved in the last 2 years, and I do not want to repeat what has already been said. My story is somewhat different, as my son Campbell was not happy being left at Glenallan, and made his mother and I feel guilty when we were leaving him there for weekends and sometimes for a week, because he was missing out on his usual routine. Campbell is quite independent, but he will not go out to explore the wider world. So when the opportunity arose, he jumped at the possibility of doing his own thing. We were not so excited, but felt that with careful planning and commitment, it could lead to happier times. As this was, by this time, Campbell's frustration was wearing us to a frazzle. We entered into the pilot scheme with a certain amount of trepidation, as we did not want to be left out without any respite if things did not work out. Our confidence gained as we and Vicky, the local area coordinator, progressed the possibilities. Campbell was asked what he wanted to do. Many hours were spent discussing the alternatives, and because he had a greater allowance, he joined the Crossreach group, who were piloting Sparkle Leisure. And they went over to Barcelona for a week, as you can see. And he had a marvellous time. We, on the other hand, were delighted, not having to worry about him. He went to with a small party to Belfast to see Lady Gaga. That was for a one weekend. And then, not so long ago, he went out to Hopetoun House to see Boyzone. And he's been to several other concerts and day breaks, weekend breaks. And he would not have done any of this, but he would have spent sitting in Glenallan, just sitting in the hostel. So he has been greatly, been very much involved. And it's also involved his circle, increased his friends, the number of friends he has. But it's not just jetting off here and there. As part of something new, and by using his individual budget, we have arranged that he stays at home by himself, with someone from an agency coming in for an hour each day to check that his evening meal is all right, allowing us, my wife and myself, to go away for a week at a time, as any normal retired couple would do. We have also organised a PA, who happens to be the son of a friend, for him, and he would take him to away to archery, the cinema, golfing, bowling, and horse riding. And as Campbell pays him from his allowance, we had to set up a payroll plan. And with the assistance of LCIL, we are managing to make life a lot simpler. What of the benefits? Firstly, his mum and I are greatly relieved from the pressures, knowing that he is happy and not taking his frustrations out on us to the same degree. It's made him think. He's far more confident, and with this change in attitude, it is paving the way for independent living, something that we've been trying to achieve by ourselves. But now, with the greater number of available outlets that is available to him, the world is his oyster. And with his pal Martin, they are the best of mates. They go away together, and as if it's quite the thing, done thing. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the City of Edinburgh Council and all concerned for selecting Campbell and for giving him this opportunity to have more autonomy on his life, and would encourage others to take this step. Thank you.